Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I'm safe by the bell.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. This is July 25th, episode 1707, and we've only got 12 days until school starts. In just a moment, Brian's going to tell us when school will start officially, those dates for us, so get that ready. You did that yesterday. We're going to do it again today, and we're going to do it today because you know what day it is? It's Friday.
It's finally Friday.
Finally.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday.
Going to be hot. Gonna be 100. Gonna be 100. 100 degrees. I've got an outdoor event next Saturday, too.
Oh boy, what's that?
I don't know. It's gonna be hot.
You don't know what you've got going on, though?
Fountain Grove. Gonna go down to Fountain Grove and sing some songs.
A little singing, huh?
Yeah. Boy, it's gonna be hot. It's outside under a pavilion. Got to get the fan going. Gonna be hot. You know it? Hot.
Get you a little personal fan, maybe?
It's gonna be hot, man. Gonna be 100. Hot.
Maybe it'll just be 99.
No, that won't be good. 100 be hot.
Sounds like you want it to be hot.
Feel like 100. It always is hot. It's always, every time I've gone to that place, it's always hot. It is shaded. It is nicely shaded, but it's hot. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot in here.
Ooh. Did I tell you yesterday? When I come home from work every day, I always have a little quality nap time with my little chipper.
Little chipper.
Yeah.
Chip, chip.
Yeah. Try to find the music if you can. There he is.
You want the music? Or you want his song?
I think that would be appropriate.
Everybody loves Chipper Jones.
Little chipper. When I come home, I always sit down and watch usually News Channel 5 at 9. Just kind of catch up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets up there on the couch, and he sits there, and we snooze and kind of take a little nap and watch TV. And
so you don't watch News Channel 5 at 9. It's just on while
he's on.
Nap.
Yeah, okay. It's on. But it's so sweet because he's waiting for me, and he'll jump up on the couch, and he wants the blanket. Got to have the blanket.
Is he under the blanket?
He's under the blanket.
Okay.
And I cover him completely, and he would sit there and sleep for 3 hours. If I wanted him to.
So does he get mad when you get up?
Oh, man, he gets mad. But he also makes me mad because when he hears something outside, he'll get up and start barking. You know, you'll be in a good snooze, and then boom, he starts, So I have to keep the blinds closed when that happens.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I don't get to do it as much as I used to, but, you know.
Does he react to sounds even if he can't see them? Because he's under the blanket, so.
Oh, he reacts to sounds, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I found another little buzzer thing that works pretty good, but it doesn't zap him. It just makes a noise, a silent noise that the dog hears, but I don't hear.
Really?
And it's been very effective, if I can remember to use it.
Yeah.
Because I have to almost get it out. You almost have to have it in your hand. And
see, my three are always, even when I'm home, and I'm assuming they do this when I'm away, they're sitting on the back of the couch and they're looking out the window.
That's what they do all day.
All day. Mm-hmm. And if there's a truck, if the Amazon truck pulls up across the street, they bark. If it pulls in the neighbor's driveway, they bark.
I mean, I kind of feel sorry for dogs, you know, because I always leave the blinds open because you know, that's their entertainment for the day.
Mine are
indoor dogs.
They're listening to me right now.
Are they really?
Yeah. I have the radio on in the house for them.
What do they think about me, my voice?
It's soothing.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, really, I feel sorry for indoor dogs. Then I go, no, they've got it made.
Well, yeah, they do.
Then they don't have to go out in the heat. And
so I leave the radio on because sometimes that will drown out the sound of a car door slamming
right
next door or something. And so they're not constantly.
So I need to
barking.
Leave my radio on.
I do. Just a little background noise. It's just always going. Plus, I started doing that when we went on vacation. because they hear people talking in the house if someone came by, even if they couldn't see in, but they would hear people talking and maybe they would think, this house is occupied.
Well, I have an old radio and I've stuck a little portable radio inside it because it doesn't work, but I've got the light working and when I hit a button in the back, the radio plays.
Nice.
So it's kind of cool. I think I may start doing that with them. Yeah. I think it might be a good idea.
I used to leave the TV on until my internet said, you've used all your internet streaming for the month.
617 on the crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 94 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 75. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. And a chance for afternoon showers and storms again on Saturday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike, phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, it was a good day for Randy Arozarena and the Mariners.
Pitch on the way, swinging a line shot deep down the left field line. Has it enough? Yes, it is. Goodbye, baseball. A rocket line drive. Two-run home run off the bat of Randy Arozarena. And it's now the Mariners 3, the Angels 1.
You just heard it on the Mariners radio network. They defeat the Angels 4-2-2. Seattle is also acquiring first baseman Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks. The MLB trade deadline is set for 6 Eastern on Thursday, July 31st. The A's snapped their 4-game losing streak as they topped the Astros 5-2. The Cardinals outscored the Padres 9-7 behind 3-run home runs from both Brandon Donovan and Wilson Contreras. Blue Jays cruise past the Tigers 11-4. Detroit is now 1-10 in their last 11 games.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning here on a Friday, and we're at WGNS. It's news radio WGNS, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Changing your HVAC filter every month helps your system run more efficiently and saves energy. Learn more at mte.com/myenergyplan. I need to get that done today. I think I will run and get a filter. Put in my air conditioner, getting ready for that hot weather.
Yep.
Well, it's already hot, but
I will change mine a week from today on the 1st of August.
Oh, it's on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy a bulk thing of filters?
I do. I've got like six, I guess.
That's a lot of money.
No, I buy the cheap ones.
Yeah, but you can't find the cheap ones everywhere. You better have to go to Walmart or somewhere to get them.
You know, I used to do that, and then I guess the 25 by 25 by 1, which is what I have, it's the square one, they're hard to find. And so I've just been ordering them on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, 20 by 25?
Is that 20 by 25. 25 by 25 by 1, it's square.
Oh, wow, that is a weird, that's a weird size.
It's the same, well, I don't guess it is up here. I it must be pretty normal.
I think mine's 20 by 20. I'm pretty sure it is. I used to keep it in my billfold where I would remember, you know, like I could look it up because I can't remember the size. I think that's right.
I did that, and I give the dogs their heartworm medicine. However, I've gone to the yearly shot. They get a yearly injection. That way I don't have to do that every month. So, yeah. But it still pops up.
That's what mine does. He gets a yearly shot.
And the septic tank, little, what do you call that stuff? Septic tank treatment. I'm on a septic tank, so I have to drop that in the toilet.
Oh, that's
once a month.
You're not in the city, are you?
Nope.
Don't want to be either, do you?
Well, not really.
The trash is nice.
Yeah, but you pay for it.
Well, yeah. And taxes.
I think I'm paying a cheaper amount to have somebody come pick it up than I would be if I had taxes.
Whatever, if you say. Kay Martin is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for the compassionate way she cares for all kids in Rutherford County Schools. Her own friends and family and everyone that knows her, that's Kay Martin. She's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, very nice there for Kay. And if you want to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, text NEIGHBOR, 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That'll get it here too, and we'll make them the Good Neighbor of the Day coming up. Well, today is International Red Shoe Day, National Hire a Veteran Day, and it is also National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
And the songs that only became famous because of a movie, this definitely is one, and it's our last one. It's our last one.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson.
That's Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel. This is 24 after the hour.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Caitlin Jones. A man has been charged in connection with the discovery of a woman's body in South Nashville. Metro Police announced Juan Ramiro Lopez Navarro was taken into custody and charged with criminal homicide. He was booked into the Metro Jail on a $501,000 bond. A man walking his dog found the woman's body, which was inside a garbage bag off the side of the road, according to Metro Police. The woman was later identified as 34-year-old Samia Magzawi of Nashville. Investigators believe she died from stab wounds and blunt force trauma. And the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency says an Ohio man died after wakeboarding on Norris Lake. The agency said preliminary information shows that the man fell into the water on Wednesday while wakeboarding. He was able to get back onto the boat, but he then began experiencing a medical emergency and lost consciousness. Officials identified the man as 53-year-old Kevin Allen from Middletown, Ohio. He was pronounced dead at the scene.
More news in 30 seconds.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
If you build a relationship, then it becomes easier. If you build trust, it becomes easier. As a parent, you want what's best for your child. To give them the love that a child needs is probably the best thing you can do for a teenager.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Tennessee's tax-free weekend begins today. The annual sales tax holiday gives back-to-school shoppers a chance to purchase clothing, school supplies, and some computers tax-free. Items sold online are also eligible. Some restrictions apply, though. No clothing priced more than $100 is tax-exempt, and computers must be $1,500 or less to qualify. Tax-free weekend ends at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday. Caitlin Jones, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour, a reminder that we have Good Neighbor events coming up along with Rewind, another check of the forecast, and our first look at traffic in minutes. That's around 6:34. By the way, I want to remind you, too, that you're listening to News Radio WGNS 101.9. If you are in Smyrna, we suggest you move that dial over to 100.5, right, Brian?
Yep.
And if all else fails, go to WGNSradio.com. You can do that. And if you're old school, you can go to 1450 on your AM dial.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Old school. Sounds really good. 1450.
Though. Old school 1450 AM.
Call it heritage now.
Hold on. I just got to. What time is it?
I don't know. 7:23?
No, it's not.
It's not? Okay. Looks like it.
Okay. I just got a message from my granddaughter. It's early in the morning. Golly.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't have to be anywhere, though. I'm okay.
Okay. Well, that's good.
If you leave your bed unmade in the morning, psychology says you have these seven common traits.
Okay. Let's see, because I don't make my bed.
You don't. You do not. I'm trying to get to it. It will not let me do that. Okay. Here we go. You're prone, this is so good, this is you. If you leave your bed unmade, here are your traits.
Okay.
You're prone to procrastination.
No, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little
but
bit.
But not a lot.
In some things.
Yeah.
If they're not important to you, they're not.
Very true.
Yeah. If you don't make up your bed in the morning, you're living with a flexible routine.
Hmm. Okay.
If you don't make your bed up in the morning, you're pushing it back against social norms.
Do I do that?
I think so. If you do not make your bed up in the morning, you're seeking control of your own life.
Well, sure. Always, right?
Now, this one probably fits you. If you don't make up your bed in the morning, you're creatively inclined. Disorder is often seen as a flaw, but for some, it's a sign of imagination.
I have an imagination.
Yeah. If you don't make your bed up in the morning, you're struggling with motivation.
I guess. I just never saw the point. You're just going to mess it up that night.
You have people over, you don't make your bed up?
They're not going in my room.
Oh, my.
That's off limits.
If you don't make your bed in the morning, you're craving personal freedom, which I guess is why you don't do it, because you just, you know. You're your own man. You just do whatever you want.
I don't know why it's a norm. I really don't. Or is it a norm?
To make the house look nice, to be neat.
Well, I'm the only person there. Who cares? And why would somebody go in a bedroom? I wouldn't just go into someone's bedroom.
They tour my house all the time. My daughter brings them over and goes, hey, this is where my dad lives.
Well, you like that?
It's a unique living situation, and that's why she does it. I made up my bed since I've been born, basically. I'd have the bottle in my mouth, drinking one with my hand, making up my bed in the other, and as soon as I could walk.
Let's see. Do most people make their bed? Just curious. What? Majority of people make their bed. 70% of people make their beds daily, according to the National Sleep Foundation.
I rest my case.
Well, I'm in the 30% then.
Yeah, you are, definitely. 30% in a lot of things that we go over. All right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Going back in time to 1814, where English engineer George Stephenson introduces the first steam locomotive, a traveling engine designed for hauling coal. In 1946, at Club 500 in Atlantic City, New Jersey, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis stage their first show as a comedy team. Exactly 10 years later, they break up in 1956.
Do they just not get along?
No, they got along. They were best friends.
Really?
I just think Dean got tired of being number two, you know. I think Jerry changed a little bit. It's a long story. 1964, the Beatles album A Hard Day's Night goes number one and stays there 14 weeks.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log.
In 1966, the Supremes released the single You Can't Hurry Love. In 1975, David Bowie releases the single Fame. Number 12 on our survey. And in 1985, spokeswoman for Rock Hudson confirms he did have AIDS. And in 2016, Verizon announces a $4.83 billion purchase of Yahoo.
Yahoo!
That's chump change now.
Yeah.
That was back in 2016. We've got more to come. Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind. It's 6:33. It's the Wake Up Crew, and it's Friday.
This is CBS Rewind. July 25th, 1965. Bob Dylan plays an electric guitar at the Newport Folk Festival.
He's changed from what he was at first.
They boot him off the stage.
Don't boo me anymore. They're booing. I can't stand it.
This date in 1966, Brian Jones played his last U.S. concert with the Rolling Stones. He died 3 years later. And July 25th, 1997, Autumn Jackson was convicted of trying to extort $40 million from Bill Cosby. She had claimed to be Cosby's illegitimate daughter.
Right.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 94 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 75. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. And a chance for afternoon showers and storms again on Saturday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. A little bit more volume in the last few minutes trying to get out of Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area, especially on I-40 going westbound as you head on through Hermitage. Still not bad right now. Down from the north, still light to moderate on 65 as you work your way down through Madison here at Briley Parkway. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. All the best of the best to get rid of your pest. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Happy 50th anniversary to the Rutherford County Farmers Market. The items are grown and raised right here in this area only by the farmers. Local honey, meats, all sorts of produce, and even trees and shrubs and flowers. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday mornings starting at 7 o'clock and going until 1 in the afternoon. It's over at the Lane Agropark. They're 316 John R. Rice Boulevard. Now, listen. The Parkinson Support Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month at 10 o'clock in the morning at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's where you'll also find a free grief support group meeting every Wednesday morning at 10. That's also at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. We also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Well, it's Friday, and you've had a pretty good week, joke-wise.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes today. I get a little leery on Friday because I think you relax a little bit because you've had a good week, so we'll see.
Wow, you kind of.
I know I'm already. I'm already kind of in that mood to give you a bad score.
That's not a good way to go into it.
It's up to you to get me out of it.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
I don't know why.
They use honeycomb.
You know, I didn't know that bees had sticky hair.
Yeah, they do. They have a honey. They use a honeycomb and they comb their hair.
Oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Honeycomb.
Don't worry, it's a thumbs up.
Honeycomb.
But I didn't know they had sticky hair.
Yep. You'll have to look at one next time.
I'm not sure that was a truthful dad joke. I'm really questioning that. But
are you?
You know, I think it was just made up to try to be funny. But but I'll give it a thumbs up.
So you are refuting the fact that
they have sticky hair. I don't know that they have hair.
Look up close one time. We'll get a microscope.
No, I think I'll just look it up rather than get close to a bee. 641 on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Ghislaine Maxwell is scheduled to undergo a second day of questioning by Justice Department officials in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. CBS's Jared Hill.
Today, Deputy AG Todd Blanche is back with a convicted sex trafficker, posting the DOJ will share more of what they learn at the appropriate time.
Maxwell serving 20 years at a prison in Tallahassee. Midwestern states get a break as a brutal heat dome moves into the Northeast. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The midsection of the country is going to see the heat rebound, even if today is a little bit cooler than the last couple days have been this weekend and on into early next week. The heat returns.
High in New York City today, upwards of 95 degrees. French President Macron says his country will recognize the state of Palestine. The BBC's Yolande Nell from Jerusalem.
This is recognition that Palestinians have long sought, and they've welcomed this announcement by France.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A federal judge has blocked Tennessee's Underage Abortion Trafficking Act, ruling that the law infringes on free speech protections. U.S. Circuit Judge Julia S. Gibbons sided with plaintiffs who challenged the 2024 law, which criminalized recruiting, harboring, or transporting a minor for an abortion without parental consent, including obtaining abortion-inducing drugs. Tennessee Right to Life, a key supporter of the measure, strongly criticized the ruling. Will Brewer, director of government relations, called the decision an attack on parental rights and vowed to pursue an appeal on the Sixth Circuit. While Judge Gibbons acknowledged the term recruit was not unconstitutionally vague, she determined that the law itself violated constitutional protections. TRL President Stacey Dunn says that the decision fails to protect the vulnerable minors, as state officials prepare to defend the law further in court. In financial news, a WalletHub report shows Tennesseans are managing their credit card debt better than most states, despite U.S. credit card debt surging by $52 billion last year, reaching $1.3 trillion. Tennessee ranks 14th nationally for the shortest debt payoff timeline. The average resident carries $2,748 in credit card debt and could pay it off in roughly 11 months and 16 days with an estimated $293 in interest. Financial expert Gary Zimmerman warns that high interest rates make carrying balances risky, advising don't charge more than you can pay for each month. States like Kentucky and Mississippi showed even shorter payoff times, while Alaska had the highest debt and longest timeline to financial recovery. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Premier 6 Theater on Broad in Jackson Heights.
Let's all go to the movies.
Check out what's showing at MurfreesboroMovies.com. Popcorn popped fresh daily.
Movies at the good old Premier 6.
Premier 6 on Broad in Jackson Heights.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
there's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in 3 or 4 times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Caitlin Jones. The dates have been set for the Tennessee special election for the 7th Congressional District. The district voting for a new member of Congress includes 14 counties in Middle and West Tennessee. Those include Davidson, Decatur, Hickman, Montgomery, Perry, Robertson, and Williamson, among others. The primaries are scheduled for October 7th, and the general election will be on December 2nd. The special election comes after Congressman Mark Green announced his retirement from public office for an undisclosed private sector job. The Hickman County Sheriff's Office is crediting the local community for helping them uncover a drug operation. The Sheriff's Office says they received information regarding drug activity near Missionary Ridge. According to a Facebook post by the department, the items seized from the homes include several firearms, cash, and drugs. They also say they found evidence of fentanyl distribution. One person was arrested and charged with possession with the intent to distribute narcotics. More news in 30 seconds.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
If you build a relationship, then it becomes easier. If you build trust, it becomes easier. As a parent, you want what's best for your child. To give them the love that a child needs is probably the best thing you can do for a teenager.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Unemployment rates went up in every Tennessee county last month, according to a new report from the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Statewide, the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate stood at just over 3%. The new state data shows Meigs and Johnson counties each reported the highest jobless rates at nearly 6%. The Tennessee Department of Labor says seasonal factors like school breaks drove the increase. Caitlin Jones, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here. It's hot. It's hot. It's Friday. It's hot.
That's been our emoji all week, by the way.
Yeah, hot. I see it.
What? Really?
Yep. I'm going to tell you what that really looks like. But anyway. Anyway, it's hot outside and going to be hot today. Mm-hmm. Going to be hot tomorrow. Going to be hot the next day. Going to be hot next week.
It's summer.
Yeah. It's we're in the midst of it. You know, I've been trying to look up things that help your physical mental habits, Brian.
Okay, well, I'm not making my bed. I'm going to stay in that 30%.
Okay, well, here's things you can do, the three habits that you can do to make your day better.
Okay.
All right? And I already can tell we're going to have a controversy. I already can tell.
Already?
On the first one.
Okay.
Kind of teaches self-reliance, self-discipline, you know, routine. First one would be wash your dishes. Wash your dishes.
Okay.
Self-discipline is a vital skill to be honed. It is the ability to overcome distractions to get the important things done. So you eat breakfast instead of just putting them in the sink and waiting until tonight. You do them right then, right there. I'm a little bit like that. I don't like leaving anything like dirty or trash in on the kitchen table or anything like that.
Hmm. Yeah. Opposite.
Yeah, I figured.
See, someone once said that it's better to use your dishwasher because it uses less water than if you wash every dish.
Well, I understand that, but that's part of it. You could put them in the dishwasher.
Okay.
I mean, but you're trying to make something out of you're trying to avoid my point.
I only, you know, mess up one dish a day or something like that.
So you leave it in the sink?
Once I get like 2 or 3 in there, but I always put water and detergent in it. Let it sit. Sometimes they need to soak.
Oh, okay. So now you're rationalizing your bad habits. Okay. Here's another one. Use exercise to train your body and mind for 15 minutes or less in the morning.
Okay.
Get on a stationary bike, perhaps. Maybe put out an exercise tape. Maybe just go for a little morning walk. Okay, not going to do any of those three.
Okay. It's hard when you're in the morning person.
Well, here's one I know you do. Establish presence through meditation for 15 minutes or less.
Does that mean like not having anything, like no TV or radio on?
Right. Maybe even pray. You know, maybe say a prayer or two.
Okay.
I can't ask you if you pray in the morning because that's not my business.
Is any of this your business?
And you might you might get in trouble at church if you say, do you pray in the morning? So I'm just kidding.
I'm up and out the door quick. I want to sleep as long as I possibly
can.
So
no morning grace, I say.
There's no morning nothing. No,
because maybe we need to start a little prayer group here at WGNS in the morning crew.
After the show?
No, maybe before the show.
Before the show?
Well, I mean, if you're here at 10 till, we can have a 5-minute little meditation session.
Okay.
I'll
bring the blue light.
Just this thing. Just do that.
Well, if I have to sit on the floor, I don't know if I can get up.
Sit in the chair. Just, okay. Just try it. Try it right now. I didn't say moo. I said meditate. Oh, gosh, you're hopeless. Really are hopeless.
It's not working very well, is it?
You're really hopeless. I'm telling you. Sad.
Hopeless.
So sad. Oh, let's do some birthdays and maybe you'll...
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
That is a pathetic...
It sounds like a boat horn.
It's the way you're doing it. It's like...
You're supposed to do it out of your nose, aren't
they're
you?
They're like the... Woody Strode, born in 1914, he was an American football end and played in many movies with John Wayne, by the way. Born in 1914. 1920, Rosalind Franklin, English chemist and co-discoverer of the structure of DNA. Born in London. Did you like chemistry?
Not really.
I didn't either. I never got into it. Did you like geometry?
Geometry was okay.
Yeah.
That's more math-ish.
I didn't like geometry at all.
I liked it better than algebra. That was awful.
Oh, I loved algebra.
Really?
Yeah. Why are we doing a show together?
I don't know.
We have nothing in common. In 1923, Estelle Getty, American actress, she played Grandma. Or what was her name? Anyway, she was in The Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend. Traveled down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
In 1954, Walter Payton was born, American Pro Football Hall of Fame running back. Life short-lived, really. Died in 1999. So he was, late 40s, I guess?
Yeah.
That was sad. Played with the Chicago Bears for the entire time. They even having a Walter Payton Award. He was a wonderful person, too,
in addition.
And finally, 1967, Matt LeBlanc, American actor, born in Newton, Massachusetts. How you doing? Played Joy Tribbiani.
Estelle Getty played Sophia, by the way.
Thank you very much. Our birthdays today. Tom Crager. Oh, my gosh. This is a big day.
Boy.
Clark Blair. Even bigger. Kevin Furr. Peyton Hodge. Bill Nash. And Debbie Kalish. Tomorrow, Dr. Carl Vinson. Sheila McDaniel. Marty Key. Susan Lloyd. Deborah Marshall. Jeff Sanders. Janice Bug. Leslie Fares. Gretchen Thomas. And Nikki Carlin.
Pretty good list of birthdays for today and tomorrow. So if you know someone celebrating on the 25th or the 26th, anniversaries too, 615-893-1450 here for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
And we'll be back with more right after this. Time to take a last look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 94 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 75. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. And a chance for afternoon showers and storms again on Saturday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
Then I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. It's got a little bit heavier through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County right now on 40 westbound, headed through Hermitage and into Donelson. 65's on the increase, a little bit more in the last few minutes as you work your way down through Madison here at 65 and Briley Parkway, a little bit of radar earlier on Briley Parkway over in Two Rivers around McGavick Pike. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
Marvel Studios' The Fantastic Four, First Steps is finally here.
It's a beautiful bubble bath of a movie.
Eben Moss-Bacharach from The Bear plays Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing, a beloved character from the comics.
I just feel deeply honored that I've been trusted to be the custodian of Ben Grimm for this little bit of time.
The Fantastic Four, First Steps is in theaters now.
Let's go do the impossible.
And at San Diego Comic-Con, Disney dropping the new trailer for season 2 of its breakout hit, Percy Jackson and the Olympians. That'll hit Disney Plus December 10th. Look for that online, too. You get a good look at fan favorite Tyson from the books, who happens to be a Cyclops.
What?
That's what I say. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew, and congratulations, Kay Martin. She's our good neighbor of the day for the compassionate way she cares for all kids in Rutherford County Schools, her own friends and family, and everyone that knows her. Kay's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Kay, and if you know someone like Kay that should be good neighbor of the day, very, very easy. Several ways to get them to us. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply, tap on the link, fill out the info that it takes you to on the web browser, and then click submit. Done. It is that easy. You can also get to that at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Call us later on in the day. We'll take it down. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why, get it here anyway, anyhow. And also, we're taking your birthdays and anniversaries for today and tomorrow for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
We've got news coming up from CBS at the top of the hour, then hour number 2 of the Wake Up Crew on this Friday. Friday, that's exactly right. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Trump versus Powell.
2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that. I haven't heard that from anybody.
Officer ambushed.
It's just a really sad tragedy.
Starvation in Gaza.
They are struggling with the lack of food.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, for a second day, the Deputy Attorney General will question Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell.
And CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the president, who has fended off questions about the Epstein files, had a tense photo op with the man he has criticized relentlessly, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
A lot of very expensive work, there's no question about it.
President Trump and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell had only been together for a few minutes touring the Fed's renovation before Trump confronted him over the cost.
It looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit or a lot, so the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Powell notably shook his head and challenged the president's numbers.
You just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago.
Trump's real issue with Powell isn't about construction. It's the fact that the Fed hasn't lowered interest rates as fast as Trump wants them to.
You know, his term comes up soon. I think he's going to do the right thing.
As they tussled, a very different scene was unfolding down in Tallahassee, Florida. The president's former personal attorney, Todd Blanche, now a top justice official, was interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell. Maxwell is the former girlfriend of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. David Marcus is her lawyer.
He took a full day and asked a lot of questions, and Ms. Maxwell answered every single question.
Former Congressman George Santos reports to serve his 87-month sentence for wire fraud and identity theft today. The New York Republican was ousted from Congress in 2023. Now to Ohio, where there's mourning in a Cleveland suburb after the ambush attack on police officers eating lunch. One of them died yesterday. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Officers Philip Wagner and Peter Gale had just picked up pizza for lunch and were parked side by side along a dead-end road in Lorain, Ohio. According to police, the shooter was lying in wait.
To my understanding, there was one male who had a vehicle parked at the dead end. When the officers arrived, he opened fire.
Officer Wagner was struck multiple times. The 35-year-old later died. Gale was hit in the hand. Another officer, Brent Payne, responded to the shooting and was critically wounded. Investigators say the shooter, Michael Parker, was killed during the exchange of gunfire.
More than 100 million people are facing extreme heat conditions today, from the Midwest to the East. In the Southeast, some thermometers could top 100 degrees. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We've got record high temperatures being forecast in Baltimore, in Philadelphia, and in New York City as well. Could even see some records on up into New England.
CBS's Rob Marciano reports on dangerous high water in the Southwest.
Flash floods again ravaging New Mexico, southeast of Albuquerque. Early in the day, U.S. Geological Survey showed the river flowing at a height of just over 2 feet. Then it surged to nearly 13 feet in less than 20 minutes.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked a lower court ruling in a redistricting dispute in North Dakota that would gut a landmark federal civil rights law for millions. The justices indicated in an unsigned order that they're likely to take up a federal appeals court ruling. This would eliminate the most common path people and civil rights groups have used to sue under a key provision of the 60-year-old Voting Rights Act. Overseas, a French medical charity says a quarter of young children and pregnant and new mothers seen at its clinic in Gaza last week were malnourished. Kirk Pritchard is with the group called Worldwide Concern.
The majority of the cases of malnutrition are children under 5 years of age. Those are the most vulnerable. They're also the most vulnerable to the consequences, increased disease, and the mortality also that goes with that.
France said yesterday it would formally recognize a Palestinian state. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Lori Vallo Daybell, serving life sentences for the murders of her two children and a romantic rival in Idaho, is sentenced today for plotting to kill others in Arizona. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This is one of those rare situations when the legal system looks to achieve a moral result, going to the trouble of conducting this sentencing proceeding, knowing that the doomsday mom can't be punished more than she already is in Idaho.
The FCC has approved Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance. Paramount is the parent company of CBS News. It comes just weeks after Paramount paid $16 million to settle the lawsuit brought by President Trump. Diplomats from Europe and Iran are meeting today in Turkey about Tehran's nuclear program. Harlan Ullman is a senior advisor of the Atlantic Council.
The European Union is anxious to see if it can do a deal. Obviously, it would like to have access to Iranian oil, and also it would like to see situations in the Gulf region be tempered so that the danger of conflict is reduced.
Fighting between Thailand and Cambodia over disputed border areas is into a second day. At least 15 people are reported dead. President Trump calls Hulk Hogan a great friend. The shirt-ripping pro wrestling star who died yesterday at 71 is being hailed as a pop culture icon. Here's CBS's Vladimir Duthier.
When Hulk Hogan stepped into the squared circle,
the greatest professional athlete in the world today, look at him.
He became the ringleader of a pro wrestling circus, turning what was once a carnival attraction into a national entertainment juggernaut.
Tonight, the hunter becomes the hunted.
It was called Hulkamania. Hulk Hogan was born Terry Bollea in Augusta, Georgia.
Once I clicked, I was not Terry Bollea. When I went to that ring, I was Hulk Hogan, brother.
President Trump has signed an executive order directing federal authorities to clarify whether college athletes can be considered employees of their schools. The move looks to set national standards in the NCAA's name, image, and likeness era. Kristen Cabot, the HR chief at the tech company Astronomer, has now resigned. She was the woman in the viral video showing her embracing CEO Andy Byron at a Coldplay concert in Massachusetts. Byron resigned earlier. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius. Or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Hey there, good morning everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we move along with the Wake Up Crew here this morning. We need to check on the latest traffic and weather. We do that now, all brought to you by our friends at Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 94 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 75. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. And a chance for afternoon showers and storms again on Saturday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 75.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. A couple of accidents getting some attention out here. One still has traffic backed up on Brick Church Pike at Havenbrook. That one had some minor injuries. 500 block of Murfreesboro Pike there. Herbitage being moved to the side. Try to build a little bit more on I-40 coming through Kingston Springs. All that traffic in from Dixon County. Not too bad, actually, on 40 East all the way through Bellevue. Just watch for radar. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett on News Radio WGNS.
Yes, indeed, everybody, wake up!
Hey, you guys!
It is time to get up and at 'em. Coming up on 12 minutes now.
What
after...
does that mean, up and at 'em?
Get up, get at it.
At 'em, okay, at them, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, get up and at 'em, yeah. Get up and at it. Don't just loaf around. Don't meditate. Don't spend time meditating.
Don't spend time making up your bed, evidently.
No way, Jose.
What a role model.
Especially on a Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey!
It's Friday. Oh, yeah. John, I'm sad to say only three more Saturdays before we have a six-day work week again.
Why in the world would you bring that up now?
Just count it down.
Why?
Well, you got to get in shape.
I show up, do the job, go home. What? Why do I need to know about it? Why?
Do you get up early on Saturdays?
No, I don't. I get up just in time to get here to this show.
Well, I'm talking about... like when there's not.
No, I don't. It's the only day I love that I don't have to go anywhere, anytime, don't have anything planned.
I know. I've been
enjoying
it. And
then for 9 months of the year, you mess it up.
It's not quite nine, but August, September, October, November, December, January, February,
March.
Yeah, about eight.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Not hardly eight.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been so, you know.
Because it's mid-August, and we go to, like, mid-March. So, yeah.
I remember we used to go to April.
Oh, I know.
Almost through April. But
after
that doesn't
spring
end it. That doesn't end it. Because we spend time at the, you know, state fair. I mean, you know, not the state tournament.
Yeah.
That's sometimes on a Friday.
Or on a Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't been lately. Anyway, it is Friday, so we hope you enjoy it.
Where did we wind up? Middle Tennessee Christian School last year, didn't we? Eagleville State Championship baseball. Was that our last game?
Yep, and that was a Saturday.
Yeah, thank you.
We got pushed back. What was it? It was early, too.
I was into that game, though. I wanted that to happen so badly.
It was so early. They even had donuts and stuff out there for the Eagle fans.
It was fun. That was fun.
That was fun.
I really felt a part of them, you know.
Yeah, you're kind of right there in it.
And you can be biased because you're playing somebody you don't know. Yeah, those are the great games.
Spring Fling was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a lot to do, but...
We had a softball championship, too.
Yeah, did that the day before.
I mean, Eagleville's killing it.
Yeah, they are. They've become the mecca.
I know. They really have. We don't give them enough credit. I'm telling you.
Song of the day.
Yes.
We're wrapping up our songs that became famous because of a movie. And here's a Simon and Garfunkel song.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
That was in The Graduate.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
It's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah. A little dated now, but it's a good movie. It was a good movie in 1967 when I went to see it.
Gotcha.
First adult movie. Not. I don't mean like that kind of adult movie. But the first grown-up movie that I went to. Hmm. Well, I've got some things that, you know, I'm always harping on you about the bad habits you have.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah, I know.
Well, I'm going to turn it around on myself today.
Oh, are you now?
I am. People who become impossible to be around as they get older usually display these nine behaviors without realizing it.
Okay.
All right.
Should I pipe in or are you just going to read it?
I'm just going to read it. You can pipe in. Yeah. I can take it. I can take any kind of... This is because I'm at the age where this would happen. Maybe.
We may not be friends after this segment.
Becoming overly critical. Do I do that?
Yes, Urkel.
Number two, resisting change. Do I do that?
No comment.
I'd have to say I do. I resist change. I don't like change.
But change is coming to you,
John.
And
it says, while understandable, it can make us inflexible and hard to be around. Huh. Okay. Becoming overly self-focused. As people age, they sometimes become more self-focused, like, what's wrong with me? You know, complaining about a knee, complaining about, you know, my fingers are numb.
I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here, yeah.
I hate you.
Holding on to grudges.
Mm.
I don't know that I'd do that.
No, but you have an immediate zinger, usually.
Wow. Oh, what happened to the rest of them? Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. I'm sure it's down there. Yeah.
Lack of knowledge of technology. Sorry.
That wasn't on the list. And that was uncalled for. I was just scrolling. It happens to Dalton, too. Becoming inflexible. That's me, baby. That's me. Inflexibility is another behavior. It's not just about being set in your ways, but also about unwilling to compromise or see things from another perspective.
No comment.
Wow. Neglecting self-care. Now look at me. I'm
you're in your peak of... You're in your peak.
No, I don't. I do think we get relaxed in our clothing and stuff. Avoiding difficult conversations. I don't think I avoid difficult conversations. I don't like you. You don't like me. I think we get along. I think we get along fine, don't you?
Sure.
Two more. Becoming a complainer. Do I do that?
No comment.
I do it openly on the air.
Oh, yeah.
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 And nine, losing empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. I think I've gotten a little better at that, actually. Okay. Well, I mean, not in your setting. You're a young guy. But
not in my setting.
People my age. You know, I think I've become, you know, I go to funeral homes. I go to, you know, I visit and that kind of thing. People die. So you've made a total farce out of this whole segment.
I have not.
Back to you, Brian.
Did I do that?
Back to you, Brian.
Let's check sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, it was a good day for Randy Arozarena and the Mariners.
Pitch on the way, swinging a line shot deep down the left field line. Has it enough? Yes, it is. Goodbye, baseball. A rocket line drive. Two-run home run off the bat of Randy Arozarena. And it's now the Mariners 3, the Angels 1.
You just heard it on the Mariners radio network. They defeat the Angels 4-2. Seattle is also acquiring first baseman Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks. The MLB trade deadline is set for 6 Eastern on Thursday, July 31st. The A's snapped their 4-game losing streak as they topped the Astros 5-2. The Cardinals outscored the Padres 9-7 behind 3-run home runs from both Brandon Donovan and Wilson Contreras. Blue Jays cruise past the the Tigers 11-4. Detroit is now 1-10 in their last 11 games.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The Kentucky Derby is now behind us, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 28th and running through September 10th, Kentucky Downs will feature the richest 7 days of racing in North America. Titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in an all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live racing meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, July 26th, big day on both coasts. We're starting in New York first. Saratoga Race Course. Race 9 is the Grade 3 Lake George Stakes. 10 3-year-old fillies going a mile 16th on the turf. The number 5, Classic Q, is our top pick. Trained by Mark Cassie, this daughter of Classic Empire won the Wild Applause Stakes her last start. Race 10 is the Grade 2 Jim Dandy. $500,000 on the line. 5 3-year-old males going a mile 8th on the dirt. The number 5, Sovereignty, is the one to beat here. He's the Kentucky Derby champ and the Belmont Stakes champ. We also like the number 2, Sandman. He's adding blinkers for trainer Mark Cassie, ridden by Jose Ortiz. Del Mar on the West Coast is where we head next. Race 9, the Grade 2 San Diego Handicap. 7 males going a mile 16th on the dirt. The number 2, Nythos, is our top pick. Trained by Bob Baffert, this son of Nyquist has won 4 or 5 lifetime starts. Race 9 is the Daisy Cutter Handicap. 5 furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares. Running for $100,000. The number 3, Lovin' on the Run, trained by Doug O'Neill, is our top pick. Daughter of Run Happy has 2 wins this year. The number 7, Spicy Bug, is another one we like. Daughter of Spice Town, trained by Mike McCarthy. Race 10 is the Grade 1 Bing Crosby. 6 furlongs on the dirt, 3-year-olds and up. Highly competitive 9-horse field, that means superfecta. Fox, the number 2, Dr. Venkman, is our top pick. We're trying to Mark Glatt. We also like the number 6, Roll On Big Joe, trained by Bob Hess. The number 5, World Record. He's insanely fast out of the gate. And then the number 9, Lovesick Blues, trained by Labrador Barocho. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time. 7:22, Wake Up Crew for a finally Friday, and time for what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Island.
Okay. What are we watching? I just admitted to John during the little break we had there during sports that I'm contemplating a change away from Hulu.
Oh, I didn't know what kind of change you're... Oh, yeah, Hulu, yeah.
I think it's like $93 a month now or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself on YouTube more than anything.
Just looking up random stuff on YouTube?
Well, if you stay on it enough, it gives you suggestions and pops things in for you to watch. Like I think I mentioned, I watched about 40 minutes of or maybe it was an hour of Comic-Con with Bo and Luke, Duke and Daisy. You know, they did it a few years ago, and now it keeps throwing in suggestions of all of these things to watch about the Dukes.
They got you, man.
Old weather. You know, like weather outbreaks in other parts of the country and their continuous coverage on TV. Well, now it's bringing up, you know, it brought up that March 2020 tornado that came through Nashville, and it brought up video from all of the stations, 4, 5, 2, Fox, 17, the Rick Burgess Show. They do the show that you hear on the radio is also on YouTube. You can watch it. Pretty interesting. And I think that's kind of why we're seeing things like that pop up.
What do they do about their music that's on their show?
So they will put different music on the video stream.
Oh, I got you.
The guy, Adler, who produces the radio, also produces the video. And so when they come in with copyrighted music, you hear different music on the video.
I got you. Makes sense.
That's
what we'd have to do with this show.
Yeah. No, well, there would be so much of it.
Yeah.
But people like to watch, and the thing about it is you can watch it later. There are 2 hours of their show that we don't have on the air. And so I will catch 45 minutes of them every now and then. He does some shows that are just YouTube only. Pretty interesting show, Strange Encounters. Now, you probably have heard him talk about it, but it's like angels and demons and that kind of thing. And, you know, so it's YouTube is an interesting land. I mean, there's everything, anything you can imagine.
Is I did on that there. For a long time. I got on that wagon for a while, and I liked looking up old historic things and old TV shows and that kind of thing. You can find any TV show that's ever been made just about on YouTube.
Just about
somewhere along the line. Now that may not be the whole show, mm-hmm. and then you find out you really go when you look at them. You go, why did I like that show?
Yeah,
you know, it's that really happened, dated.
That happened with me with the $6 million man.
Yeah,
and it crushed me.
Yeah, the special effects just weren't quite as.
Yeah,
you know,
especially with those robots that had a human face, but then you took it off and it looked like a, you know, weird. That and the Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, the Bigfoot was.
That was a way out there.
That was jump the shark moment for them, I think.
Yeah, and then Lindsay Wagner and the Bionic Woman. You can't find as many of those, but you know, it was always cool, though, when she was in the classroom and she turned the chalkboard around and just wrote everything out real fast. That's my favorite.
That wasn't
moment.
Cool anymore?
I mean,
I think all shows kind of do that a little bit.
Yeah.
I was talking to Tom just the other day about Cheyenne and some of those old Westerns. You can tell when it's supposed to be an outside scene, but that it's in the studio. Because you can tell the background of the clouds and stuff.
Yeah, it's,
and you're like going, gosh, I didn't realize that when I was a kid. You know, that was so cool. But it's really... Now, some of the movies, the TV shows they make now about Westerns and stuff, that's pretty realistic. They sure. may have a sound stage, but most of their stuff shot outside, you know.
Or it's on a green screen and they put
yeah,
that
right.
behind it.
Right.
There was one
pretty
of the,
good for the time. I
oh,
mean,
yeah.
you know.
One of the more interesting guys that I found on YouTube is he's a special effects and stunt guy and whatnot. And so, like, he showed if, you know, the scene called for the actor to just eat Crisco out of a can. And there he shows the video of this happened in the office and Steve Carell had to just spoon feed himself Crisco. What was really in it? And it was frosting.
Oh,
white okay. frosting that they made to look like the lard or Crisco in the can. And
that
so he
sense.
Does that with, like, you know, if they had to eat soap, what would you use?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just really interesting. You don't think about those things when it happens, and it's like, ooh, gross, but it's not really the eating Crisco, for instance.
Ever looked at grave sites of the dead movie stars?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
They have that, too.
Mm. Well, that's kind of what we're streaming here on the Wake Up Crew.
When is the best time to move to Adam's Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive a settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you think we can help, call me, John Day.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's a slick pig barbecue. Spicy wings and Brunswick stew. Everything made fresh for you at the slick pig barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too. Ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on, folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving along here on a Friday morning at 7:30, and a ton, I mean a ton, of birthdays, don't we, John?
We sure do. Tom Crager has one today, along with Clark Blair, Kevin Furr, Peyton Hodge, Bill Nash, and Debbie Kalish. Tomorrow, Dr. Carl Vinson, Sheila McDaniel, Marty Key, Susan Lloyd, Deborah Marshall, Jeff Sanders, Janice Bug, Leslie Fares, Gretchen Thomas, and Nikki Carlton all have birthdays.
Yeah, what a big birthday list. If you want to add to the birthday club list, now's your time to do it. It's kind of the deadline. If you didn't hear your name announced this morning already, we'll announce those at 8 o'clock, and we've got those. But if you haven't so far, go ahead, call, text, let us know who's celebrating today.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
We've got a look at your weather forecast coming up right now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 94 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 75. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. And a chance for afternoon showers and storms again on Saturday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 77.
Good morning. THB is working with this wreck also here in Antioch. It's got traffic tied up on 24 westbound at Old Hickory Boulevard here at OHB in Antioch. Interrupting that traffic flow coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound here at Old Hickory Boulevard on this accident, possibly involving some injuries. Prince's Hot Chicken, new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend. You can order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Two drivers are behind bars after a high-speed drag race through Laverne City streets during the early hours of July 11th. Officer Gadd with Laverne Police spotted three Dodge Chargers racing on Waldron Road around 3 a.m. When he attempted a traffic stop, two vehicles fled, reaching speeds of over 75 miles per hour. Officers Yeager, Theed, and Cunningham, as well as Scott, joined the pursuit, which ended on Gloucester Court, a dead-end street. One driver surrendered immediately while the other tried to escape, but was quickly boxed in by officers. A firearm was recovered from one of the vehicles and secured as evidence. Both suspects were booked at the Rutherford County Jail on charges of drag racing and felony evading, with additional firearm-related charges pending. Police emphasize that illegal street racing will not be tolerated, reminding residents that, quote, racing belongs on a legal track, never on a public street. Meanwhile, authorities in Coffee County are investigating the mysterious death of a Florida woman found in a field near the Truckers Inn Motel off I-24 in Manchester, just 20 minutes southeast of Murfreesboro. Alicia Wolf, age 40, was reported missing by her daughter, Aaliyah Carnley, on July 11th. 3 days later, Wolf's body was discovered, prompting a homicide investigation. Detectives say that there were no immediate signs of trauma, but circumstances surrounding the case raise concerns. Family and friends shared that Wolf was last seen entering a black sedan before her disappearance. Investigators urge anyone with information to contact the Coffee County Sheriff's Office or District Attorney's Office as they work to determine how Wolf ended up in Tennessee, where she had no known ties. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
There are many things that I really like about being at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Number one is the staff. They are very caring and seem to care about us as individuals and work really, really hard to provide a variety of activities that anybody could find something that they want to do if they move to the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Dozens of vendors. One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. Get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit ParksAuction.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35 on a Friday, Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS 101.9, 100.5, WGNSRadio.com, and it's time to play Name That Commercial Jingle.
All Name right. That Commercial Jingle.
Yes. Here is an example. Do you know the answer? Mm-hmm. Call 1-800. No, that's not it. Empire Today.
Yeah, Empire Gas.
Well, I think
or
it's like
Carpet.
Carpet
Cleaning.
2-300. Empire Today. That was it.
That's the only one I knew.
One more time. Ah, Old Spice.
Yeah, there you go. Boy, I'm good.
Your home cleaner.
Stanley. Okay, are you going to do it before I get a chance to guess?
Do you know?
Yeah, I know that cleaner part. What is it?
Stanley Steamer.
Oh, okay.
Stanley Steamer. All right.
0 for 3.
Here we go.
I know all of them, but I can't think of the...
Let me see. Let me pull it back here a little bit. Oh, that was just the end. Here we go. Liberty.
Woody Woodpecker.
Liberty.
Oh, Liberty, yeah.
Liberty. Liberty Insurance.
Oh, I got
Liberty
it
Mutual.
If you played that.
Do you know?
I know the tune. I just don't know the...
Oh, J.G. Whitworth.
Oh.
Here we go.
You're not getting all of these, are you? You're actually reading it, right? Or you know what it is?
No, I know it before it pops up so far. Let's see. Let me do that one again. That's the end of it. I have no clue on that one. Let's see if it plays.
Nationwide.
They're playing. He's playing it on a like a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, well that one's familiar.
You're having fun playing this game by yourself.
Let's see. Farmers.
Dun dun dun. Oh yeah, dun, farmers.
Dun. Yeah. A lot of them, that's it. Auto parts.
I had that one.
What is it?
Thanks.
Then? Go ahead. What is it?
I don't know.
I thought you said you had it.
I said I had auto parts, right?
Oh, okay. Let me see if I'll play it one more time.
O'Reilly's
Auto Parts.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
There we go.
Yeah.
Good job,
I'm getting the hang of it now.
All right. You didn't like that game at all, did you?
Is it over?
Let's see. I think we got one more. I don't know that one at all. Let's
Everything
see.
Turns to dust.
Everything begin. Every kiss begins with K.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, here's one. This is a good one to go out on.
Sounds like O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I'll sing it.
Oh no.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, I just know
I'm loving it.
Yeah, I love. I don't know all of them. McDonald's.
That's it.
I know all of them. I just can't remember what they are.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit. So I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew for finally Friday. Weekend ahead, tax-free weekend. Hey, you can go out and buy clothes under $100, school supplies under $100 each, or the big ticket items like computers, tablets, things like that, $1,500 or less each item. It's a tax-free weekend this weekend. And the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. So we've got hot weather, right? Avoid using the oven or stoves during the heat of the day. Try the grill, maybe a microwave, slow cooker. More energy tips for these hot summer days at mte.com/myenergyplan. The Wake Up Crew recognizes here on WGNS our good neighbor of the day. Kay Martin is the good neighbor. For the compassionate way that she cares for all the kids in Rutherford County Schools, her own friends and family, and everyone that knows her. Kay Martin receives flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS, as the good neighbor of the day for this Friday, July 25th. We'd love for you to send in a good neighbor. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are two of the best ways to get a good neighbor to us, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up in the coming days.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Kind of forgot which one I did today. Ah. Why do bees have sticky hair?
I don't know. Why?
Because they use a honeycomb.
Replay.
a bit controversial. You got a thumbs up, but it's still hanging for the judges will be looking into that one. Investigative team about bees.
I didn't know that that was such a controversy.
Well, it went under, it seemed like it's false pretenses, and then you kind of used it for a joke, so.
Okay, wow.
Ba, 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 ba.
I got two more.
How's that? Ba, 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 ba. What is that?
McDonald's.
Yeah. Good, you're good.
Why don't crabs give to charity?
Why are you giving another one?
Because I want to get rid of this sheet. These are two that I didn't, or three that I didn't use.
Oh, this is bonus jokes.
Yeah. Why don't crabs give to charity?
I don't know.
Because they're shellfish.
That'd be a thumbs up.
Okay. Oh, I only had two left. What does a medieval soldier... well, wait a minute. When does a medieval soldier go to sleep?
I don't know. When?
Nighttime.
Night. Not as good.
So it was good that I didn't use that
one. Yeah, I would have used
that
one.
But I had one more that I could use. Well, I'm hoping that next week we have a guest.
I think you got three or four coming.
Well, you might as well throw in a fifth. We'll just do it all week.
I don't think that's a lot of pressure.
Ah. Not for our buddy Daryl.
I mean, Daryl's not perfect.
Well, maybe not in your eyes. What else have we learned today? You hated the jingle game.
I hated the jingle game. I didn't get any of them. I knew them all, but I didn't know the name of them.
I'll try to find a better one.
Let's see.
Or you'd rather we not do it ever again.
We learned all the traits that I have as an old person.
You know, that was...
And you agreed with every single one of them.
There was some truth in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, hey, you made fun of me for not making my bed this week, so.
I just think that's downright terrible.
Did your daughter make her bed?
No. I'd go in and make it.
Oh, of course.
I'm not going to let a bed go without being made up. Is your bed made up right now?
No.
Mine is. There's a difference between us right there.
You will probably not find mine made up except when I change the sheets once every, 7-8 months.
Gosh.
Are you a weekly bed change?
No. About every 3 months.
Wow. See, I'm always spick and span clean when I get in.
I bet you are. Because you take a bath at night, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. But you're, and those dogs, I bet they take a shower before they go and jump in your bed, right?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with that
no,
bed.
No, nothing at all. Thanks for bringing that up. Song of the day. Our last song that became famous because it was in a movie. This from Risky Business. No, The Graduate. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
We're out of here. See you tomorrow. Or see you Monday. I'm not coming in tomorrow. Heaven holds a place for those
who pray. Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 94 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 75. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. And a chance for afternoon showers and storms again on Saturday.